immediately at the Targum when Pasik, which front of the Targum, very quickly, Pasik, hey. Okay, we're in the middle of Pasik, hey. We spend a lot of time on Pasik, hey. Shechor ani vanova, Klal Yisrael says, I am dark, but I am beautiful. Although I appear to be dark and dirty, filthy, the truth is v'navo, I'm truly on the inside, I am beautiful. V'nos Yerushalayim, Rashi taught us that this pasuk is being addressed to the Umos Olam. The Umos Olam are called, very interestingly, in this pasuk, the daughters of Yerushalayim al Shein Ha'osid. Even though this pasuk is being written in the time of Galus, but ultimately Yerushalayim will become the capital of the world, and everyone will relate to Yerushalayim, and therefore we use this term, the term Binos Yerushalayim, as a reference to the Umos Olam. And Klal Yisrael says, Umos Olam, do not think, although on the outside, on the surface, it appears that I am filthy, dirty, the truth is that I am beautiful on the inside. I am like Ohole Kedar Kirio Shlomo. The parallel is, although on the outside I look filthy, dirty, like the tents of Kedar, some tribe, some nomadic tribe that is exposed to the elements, and their tents are filthy, dirty. The truth is, I'm really Kirio Shlomo. I am beautiful like the curtains of Shlomo. Either this means the palace of his palace, which had beautiful curtains, or refers to the word Shlomo, as we mentioned last week, refers to the Ribono Shel Olam, HaMelech Shehasholom Sheloi, and then it refers to the heavens, Noitesh Shamayim Kayiria, Hashem expands the heavens like a garment. Okay, I do not believe we did the Targums. Let's just read the Targum, and then we'll go on to the next part. We already did the Rashi, we already did the Mitzudos, but the Targum here says, Kad avadu beis Yisrael yos igla, when Klal Yisrael worship the Egel, iskidaru apehon kivno dekush. It's an amazing targum. The targum says that when Klal Yisrael worship the Egel, their skin turned black, just like the skin, the color of the skin of the people who live in Kush, which the Sharyon bin Mashkinei Kedar, which live in the tents of Kedar. So again, we mentioned, so according to Rashi also, maybe this time we remember that the word Kedar is not referring to the color of the tent, it's referring to the people who live in the tent. And the people who live in the tent have a dark, dark skin. Dechatovu b'siyufta, and when Klal Yisrael did tshuva after the Chedo Egel, the ish tadek lahon, and Hashem forgave them, and Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and they were forgiven, then Sigo Ziv Yikar Apehon Kimalachaya, then the color of their face changed, their splendor, their glorious splendor was exalted like Malachim. And that's what it means over here. Binos Yerushalayim. Binos, we actually did this talk, remember now, last week, the Binos Yerushalayim refers to the Malachim. When they did Shuva, they were transformed into the splendor of the Malachim. Al Da'avadu Yiriyoso L'mashkino, which now, who is the mean over here, the tents of Shlomo, because they made the Yiriyos for the Mishkan, Ushros Beinehon Shechinta to Hashem, and through making the Shtirios, the Shechin of Hashem rested, Moshe Rupon Selek, the Rikia Vihavel Shlom Beinon Levein Mal Kehon, and Moshe went to Shemaim and brought peace between them and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, it's referring over here to the building of the Mishkan. Kirio Shlomo is the building of the Mishkan. The entire Mishkan, according to the Targum, is called after the Urios, even though there are Krashim, which serve as the foundation, the walls of the Mishkan, but the Urios appears to be the Iker part of the Mishkan, and the Mishkan's purpose, role, is to bring the Shekhinah down to the world, and in that merit of making a Mokoyim on this world, for where Hashem's Shekhinah is to reside, that's what it says here in the Targum, that the Ziv Yikar Apehon Kimalachaya, the splendor of the radiance of the splendor of their faces, it turned into the appearance of Malachim, because they made the Mishkan, the Urios of the Mishkan, which is a home for Hashem Shekhinah. Okay, so basically All right, so I mean, obviously a lot of things going on here. We'll leave it with that for now. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav is Al Tiruni. Now, who is the speaker of this pasuk? This pasuk Vav appears to be following in the same theme as pasuk Hey. The speaker in pasuk Vav is Klal Yisrael. Who are they speaking to? They are speaking to the Umo Sa'olam, and they say as follows: Al Tiruni, do not look down at me with contempt. The word Tiruni here, Rashi is going to point out, is to look at something with contempt. So Klal Yisrael says to the Umo Sa'olam, Al Tiruni, do not look at me with contempt. Shani Shechar Chores, with this that I have a dark complexion. I am extremely dark. It's only because Sheshe Zofasni Hashamesh. The word Sheshe Zofasni means to gaze with intensity. The sun has shined down intensely upon my flesh and has caused me to turn dark. The reason why this has happened is because Bnei'imi Nicharuvi. The children of my mother, which we'll see what this means in a few moments, I'll just tell you, draw down now some of the interpretations. Either it refers to the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav that came out of the Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael, they are the ones that caused us to do all the various sins. The Meraglim, they're the ones who caused us to sin with the Egel. They're the ones who complained. They're the ones who complained and said they wanted Basar. They are the ones who Nicharubi, who provoked me. The word here Nichar means they provoked me to sin. And therefore, it's not really my fault. Don't put the blame on us for our sins, which have caused us to look dark. Can you just push the door all the way? Just push the door closed. Okay, they're vacuuming outside. Just close the door already. Okay, whatever. Okay, Bnei'imi Nicharuvi. Just close the door all the way. The children of my mother have provoked me. Samuni notero es hakramim. They force me to guard their gardens. Karmi sheli lo notarti. I did not have a chance to guard my garden. Okay, so let's get it. Okay, we have a lot of going on in this pasuk. Let's go through it very slowly. Let's first start with the Mitzudos David. Pasuk begins, Al Tiruni. Al Tistaklu bi derech bezoyon. So the first thing we have to know is the word Tiruni means do not look at me with contempt. Al Shani betachlis hashachlus. By taking note that I am 100% black. And the Farshim explained the word Shechar Chores is similar to the word Yirakrak and Hadamdam. Whenever you have a word and the Shorish of the word is repeated twice, like Yirakrak, Yirakrak means an intensity of green. Adamdam is an intensity of red. So here as well we have Shechar Chores. It doesn't just mean it's Shachar, it's repeated twice. The Ches and the Reish is repeated twice to give you a sense of an intensity of darkness. I'm not just black, I'm really black, as black as it gets. So therefore, do not look down upon me with contempt, that I am extremely blessed. And so the Rosh Hashanah says, "Betachlis hashachlus, ki lo noldo bi me'eimi," because you should know that this is not natural. This darkness is not part of my DNA. I mean, I'll tell you a joke. It's not a nice joke, but just for the sake of opening up the shiur with something a little bit different, is there was once a boy going out with a girl, and he really liked the girl. The only thing is that he heard from behind the grapevine that this girl had the ugliest nose that can possibly be. She's like Pinocchio. And she had a nose job. And the surgeon did on her mifsim, wonders. So he asked his madrich, whoever that was, his Rosh Hashiva, "I want to marry her. I'm only afraid, though, that if it's in the genes... it's in the genes, then the children will also have this abnormal nose." So the Rosh Hashiva said, "So what's the problem? They'll also have a nose job." So a coil check and pay for a nose job also? Okay, so here, the Mitzuda says, Shechar Chores is that it's not natural. This darkness is not something which is natural. It can be easily cleansed. It's not part of my DNA. I'm sorry, I lost the place. This is not natural to me. Ki the mikre ba, it has come upon me suddenly. Ki Hashemesh ra bi, the sun has been, I've been exposed to the sun. V'zorcholai, it shined upon me. V'ali dei ze nolda bi hashachus, and due to these external forces, I've become dark. V'noicha ani imkein lehis labein bikal. Therefore, the message is, it is easy for me to become clean once again. It's very easy for me to cleanse myself, take a shower, and the darkness will go away. Besur hamikra kisha emoid bitzel, when I sit in shade, I will be restored to my natural complexion of a light color skin. Now he goes on to explain, why has this happened to me? Why have I become dark? What's the cause? Bnei imi nicharuvi rotzolaymar. Do not suspect that I'm a person who has deliberately gone out into the field, into the environment, into the open air, into the sun. Don't think I'm a yatsonis. Roidefes pasad, that runs out into the field, el mul hashemesh, in front of the sun. Uvibesi lo yishkenu ragli, and don't think I'm a wild person that's not domesticated, that's not willing to live in a house. I run out into the field. Kilei kainu, that's not so. Ella, the reason why I'm dark, Ella, Achai bine imi, my brethren, my brothers, the son of my mother, the children of my mother, niskasu bi, they have angered me. The samul silios sheves mishameres es karmeim le'ein hashemesh. They force me to go out into the sun, and to guard their vineyards, which are exposed to the sun. But I have never had the opportunity to guard my own vineyard. In other words, so here's the Targum, saying a very important interpretation of the Pasuk. I have no experience in what has happened to me, because I never even guarded my own vineyard. If I have experience guarding my own vineyard, then I would be tan. I would already be exposed to the sun. I would already be to some degree naturally dark, because this is what I do. But the truth is, I never did this even for my own vineyard. So certainly now that I've been forced to guard other people's vineyards, I have no experience. I'm not accustomed to the exposure to the sun, which makes me dark. One more time, those words. I never guard my own vineyard. I have no experience whatsoever being exposed to the sun. And therefore, hushcharti biyoser. So he seems to be saying is that if I did have a really degree, some degree of experience of being exposed to the sun, then I would know how to protect myself. I would wear certain types of clothing, a hat, the big cowboy hats down in Texas. I would put on suntan lotion. I would do things which would protect myself, and I would not be so dark. The fact that I am so pitch black dark, it's because exactly I have absolutely no experience. Karmi shulo natarti. I never guard my own vineyard. Period. That is the simple translation, the little translation of these words. Now, how does it apply? What's the message over here? The nimshol who? What is the nimshol? Sha'amar Knesset Yisrael says to the world, Al tavazu osi, do not despise me. Al shavaditi me'oz le'egle hazabi me'malche Yisrael. Don't ridicule me for the sin of worshipping the egles of the two golden calves during the time of the Malchus of Yisrael. One was in Basel, one was in Don, and the Klal Yisrael wholesale worship these two golden calves. Don't go and ridicule me and criticize me for worshipping idols. Ki loy mi libi nesesa. I did not do this in my own volition. I was forced by the kings. El Ali Deya Hachrochas Hamalachim, the kings of Yisrael were wicked, more or less, and they forced me to worship these calves. Therefore, now that these Malachi Yisrael have been removed, they no longer, now it's easy for me to come back and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nocha Yisil Hafet Lehafesh Mehem, it'll be very easy for me to remove myself from them. Besur HaMachrichim, when these kings, these wicked kings, they go away, they've been removed from upon me. Okay, so this is the the interpretation of the pasuk according to the perish of the mitzudos. Let's now review it inside, and then we'll go to Rashi. So again, one more time. So it says over here, Klal Yisrael is speaking to who? They're speaking to the Umo Sa'olam. The Bnei Imi, according to Rashi, refers to the nations of the world. Just like in the previous pasuk, according to the mitzudos, the Benosi Yerushalayim refers to the Umo Sa'olam. We have here another metaphor for the Umo Sa'olam, the Bnei Imi. Why are they called the Umo Sa'olam? Because they both come, the Umo Sa'olam, which includes Yishmael and Esav, also come from our same mother. We will not, I shouldn't say, it's not really so. It's, I mean, Rivka did produce Esav. Yishmael came from Hagar. Okay, but we're calling them Bnei Imi, referring to the Umo Sa'olam. So Klal Yisrael is speaking over here. Do not go and look upon me do not look upon me with contempt. Shani, that I am Sheikh Harkoritz, I'm filthy, dirty, black. Shez zofasti hashamesh. The word shez zofasti means to gaze down intently. The sun has gazed down, has been shining upon me to make me dirty. It's not my fault. Don't blame me. It's only been imini chalumia. I've been provoked by. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, Bnei Imi, not according to the Mesudas, means the Malachi Yisrael. So Bnei Imi does not refer to the Umo Sa'olam, it refers to the kings of Yisrael, who are called Bnei Imi, because it's all our same flesh and blood. They are the ones that provoked me, that forced me to worship the Egle Zahav during the time of the Bais Rishon. Samuni, they made me into a Notera Es Hakramim. They made me into someone who guards the vineyard, meaning to guard, it's Blushen Rabin. Maybe Lashon Rashi was referring to the two vineyards, referring to the two different Avodah Zaras, one in Basel and one in Don. And Karmi Shri Loi Natarti, and I have no experience doing such a thing of worshipping Avodah Zara, and therefore I certainly have no experience in worshipping a god, an idol, which I have no connection with. I never on my own wished to worship idols. I was forced to worship idols by the Malchei Yisrael, and therefore I have no responsibility to what happened, and it'll be very easy for me to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to cleanse myself from the filth that I have accumulated through worshipping Avodah Zara. So the Quran here, according to Mitzudos, refers to Avodah Zara, worshipping Avodah Zara. Bnei Imi refers to the Malchei Yisrael. The speaker is Klal Yisrael, and we're speaking here to the Umo Sa'olam. Don't criticize us for our sins. It's not natural to us. We will be quickly restored to our former glory when all of the external forces of evil are removed from upon us. Okay, let's see Rashi. Now Rashi is very similar. Rashi Pasuk Vav says, Al Tiruni, do not look, Al Tistakel Bi Libi Zoyon. Rashi is very clear that the word Tiruni means to look upon me with contempt. Don't look upon me in an evil way. Ki rob Aron Hashem, and we find the pasuk for this, that the reason why in the time of Shmuel, when they tried to transport the Aron from Ir David to When they tried to transport the Aron from where it was located in Givon to Ir David, so it says that many people died, and David was very distressed. Why did it happen? And he was told it was because they looked upon the Aron with a lack of respect. When the Aron Hashem is traveling, you have to be very careful. You have to treat the Aron with the utmost kavod, and they looked upon the Aron with disgrace. And they're Madrega, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he punished the people that were carrying the Aron. So what do we learn from this episode? The word Ra'u is used in this context, and there it's used in reference to a look, a gaze, that's not 100% respectful. Likewise over here, the Pasuk is saying, don't look upon me with contempt. Shani shechar chores, lifi she'ein, shachrusi v'chi'uri, my darkness and my filth, it's not natural. It did not come with me from the time I came out of my mother's womb. Ela alidei shezifas hashemesh. The filth that I have accumulated is due to an external force. It's the rays of the sun. She'oso shichrus noyach lehislabein kishiyamoy bitzel. And this shichrus very quickly turns white when a person goes back into the sun. After you sit on the beach the entire summer and you come home with a nice, good tan, you go through a winter zman. That's it, the tan is gone, you return back to your natural color. But if your skin is naturally dark, it's not going to return to any, it's not going to return to white. That's a simple moshul that Rashi is explaining Shah in the Pasek. Now, why am I dark? So the next Rashi, Bnei Ibi Nicharubi. Who are the Bnei Ibi? So now we have over here a third interpretation. Haim, I'm sorry, only so far second interpretation. Haim b'nei Mitzrayim, shegodalti behem, v'olu imi, I told you this when we translated the pasuk, I told you already Rashi, v'olu imi be'erev raf. The b'nei imi, according to Rashi, refers to the erev raf. They are the ones that provoked me. All of the sins that Klal Yisrael did in Mitzrayim were all because of the erev raf. V'elu v'olu imi be'erev raf, v'heim shenich haruvi, they provoked me, be'hasotam u'pitu Yom, through their enticements. Two different expressions showing the same thing. Ad shesamuni, until the point where they made me a guardian of the vineyards. And next Rashi explains in detail what does it mean the vineyard. No teira es hakiramim. They forced me to be guardians of vineyards. The sham there shezifasli hashemesh. The hushcharti, and is there in that vineyard that my flesh became dark. The sun gazed down upon my flesh, and I became dark. What's the deeper meaning of this pasuk according to Rashi? Kolaymar nisununi avoidas elilim acherim. They forced me to worship other gods. Exactly the same thing that the Mitzudo said. They forced me to be guardians to Avodah Zarah. The Karmi Shohaya Shali. Now here is where Rashi differs with the parish of the Mitzudos. Very important nuance. The Karmi Shohaya Shali Miavosai. The Riboine Shaloilam. Loi Notarti. I was not faithful to. Motzinu, now Rashi over here, he elaborates a little bit more. Motzinu, we find in Tanakh, Parnosim Nikrohim B'mikre B'loshon Kramim. Leaders are called, a vineyard is a metaphor for a leader. Shenemar, like it says over here in Pasuk in Hosea, V'nasati lo es kirameha, Misham, I will give you the leaders, Misham, from there. It's a reference to the time of Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we restore Klal Yisrael to its former state of glory, and they will be homegrown leaders. It's interesting, whenever you have a vacancy in an institution, in a yeshiva, there's always a very big dilemma. Should we take someone from the outside, or should we take someone from the inside? Homegrown, or sometimes the situation calls that you should bring someone from the outside to fill a vacancy in a yeshiva. What?
New blood,
whatever. So every situation is this. Over here it says that the leaders of the Klal Yisrael will come from themselves. And the metaphor that it's used in the Pasuk Hosea refers to a vineyard. The vineyard will come from within. You're not going to have to import grapes from France. You'll be able to have grapes. The vineyard will be in Eretz Yisrael itself. And the deeper meaning of the pasuk there is that your leaders will come from the people themselves. I'm not going to have to go send people from other countries to come and teach you how to govern, how to lead. Umitargiminon va'amni lo yos parnisoha. I will provide leaders from within. So you see here the targum clearly defines a vineyard as a reference to a leader. V'chein lo yifne derech kramim. Don't turn to the way of the kramim. Also, in evil refers to don't go follow the advice of evil people, people who, leaders, parnosim, that are not following in the way of Hashem.
Well, okay, what's the theme of the process? Why always am I talking about other leaders?
So the leader here refers to a god. So there are false leaders and there are true leaders. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is the true parnes. Hashem is the one, ki he who zon umefarnes lakol. Hashem is the Farnes. So there's a leader, an earthly leader, and there's a Parnes, a spiritual leader, and the ultimate spiritual leader is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there are Nevi'i Sheker. There are false leaders. There are leaders of Avodah Zarah. So according to Rashi, Rashi is different than, I want to point out the difference between Rashi and the Mitzudos. What it says over here, that B'nei Imi Nicha Ruvi, according to Rashi, means that when we're discussing the period of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're discussing the 40 years in the Midbar. At this point in time, Klal Yisrael became filthy, dirty, dark, black, due to the sin of the Chet HaEgel, due to the sin of the Meragon, and the sin of the Meha Meriva, and the sin of the Basar Taiva, and the Misayinim, and all of the collective sins. All of these were made us dark. We look bad when we read Chumash, we don't come out looking so good. We sin during these 40 years. Whose fault is it? The Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael, don't blame us. It's not natural to us. It's the Bnei'imi. It's the Egyptians. The Erev Rav that Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to join Klal Yisrael. There's so much Torah on this. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu allow the Erev Rav to join Klal Yisrael? What would have been if Moshe Rabbeinu did not allow them to come with Klal Yisrael? It would have been a very different experience. So this is a lot of discussion about Moshe Rabbeinu, what his machshava was, why he insisted. But they are the ones that caused all the problem. Nicharuvi, they provoked us to go in their way. They were not 100% ready to join Klal Yisrael. They came prematurely, and therefore there was some backsliding which caused us to sin. Samuni, now here's the point, they made us notero es hakramim. They forced us, they provoked us to worship their idols. Their idols, Avodah Zarah. Karmi Shali, my Ribbono Shel Olam. The word Karmi Shali over here is a code according to Rashi for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi notarti, I was not a guardian, I was not faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the Mitzvot review, we're not discussing the period of time of the Mitzrayim, we're discussing the period of time of the Bayis Rishon, when Klal Yisrael worshipped idols. Who are the ones who caused us to worship the Asua, the Bnei Imi? The Malche Yisrael. They forced us to worship the idols in Basel and Don. And I have no experience worshipping the idols that I were forced to, because I am my own. I never worshipped an idol. Karmi Shali Loi Notarti, I never on my own came up. Klal Yisrael says we never on our own decided to worship idols. So now that we were forced to worship idols by the Malchei Yisrael, it was certainly something which we have no experience in doing. If we are natural sinners and we worship idols on our own, then when they force us to worship another idol, okay, so we have experience. It's not so hard to transfer our Avodah Zarah from one Avodah Zarah to another Avodah Zarah because we're natural. But Karmi Shli Lo Notarti, I never worshipped an idol. Not like Rashi that says, Karmi Shli Notarti, I did not worship the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a very different interpretation. A lot of very difference between Rashi and the Mitzudos is that the Tkufa, number one, who was Tkufa? Yitzias Mitzrayim versus Bayis Rishon. Who are the Bnei Imi? Is it the Malchei Yisrael or is it the Erev Rav? Who is, what does it mean, the Karmi Shli Lo Notarti? I have no experience in worshipping idols, or it means I was unfaithful to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is the Karmi Sheli. Okay, so these are the two Mahalchim.
I understand if you wrote this in its youth before any of this happened.
Ruach HaKodesh.
Yeah, so with that in mind,
yeah,
this is Ruach HaKodesh, and he didn't have all these sheks and wives yet.
Yeah.
And then he still went ahead and had these sheks and wives with all this Nevuah already.
He thought he was above it.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot about him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now let's go and see the third interpretation of this pasuk, the Targum. Targum is going to be something a little bit different. Pasuk Vav. Amaras kenishta di Yisrael kol kovel amemaya. So far so good. So far the same as Yisrael and Rashi. Klal Yisrael says to the nations of the world, lo sevazoin yosi, do not disgrace me, al dano kad risa minchoin, don't disgrace me because I'm darker than you, I'm filthy. Al davidas ki uva dechoin, that I have worshipped idols. Usigedis l'shimsha v'sihara, d'nevi'e shikra, I'm sorry, v'sihara, and I bow down to the sun and the moon. So explaining over here, the reason why I'm shani shech achores, Zavasni Hashomesh, why I am filthy because of I'm filthy. It seems like the Targum is coming to give a little bit more and more bayer in the pasuk. The sun has gazed down upon me. It's not just the sun has gazed down upon me. I am filthy because of the sun. I have bowed down to the sun. That's seemingly what he seems to be saying. I bow down to the sun usigidis l'shimsha v'sihara. You know why? It's not my fault. It's the nevi'e shikra. So now we have a third interpretation of b'nei imi. Not the Malchei Yisrael, not the Erev Rav. It is the nevi'e sheker. They are the b'nei imi. Inun Giramu, they are the ones that caused l'istakafot to koif rugzada Hashem. They are the ones that caused me to arouse the anger of Hashem upon me. Omar l'istakafot means to arouse, to koif the anger, to koif the intensity of the rugzada Hashem alai upon me. The alfuni, and they taught me, the nevi'i sheker, they're the ones who taught me l'miflach, to worship, l'to'avos choin, to their mistakes. They are the ones who told me to go in their ways, their evil ways. And to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is my God, lo filichas, I did not worship. V'lo azalis b'nimo say, I did not go in his ways. V'lo na nitaris yos pikodoy, I did not observe his commandments. V'yos oro yosei, and his Torah. So the end of the pasuk is indeed very similar to Rashi. Karmi sheli loy notorti, I did not guard my vineyard. And the Targum elaborates that the word kerem means four things. Maybe there's some Rashi Tevos in the word kerem. He says that he has so many things. It means I did not worship, I did not follow in his midos, benimo say, I did not guard his commandments, and I did not guard his Torah. Four things, which includes in Karmi Shali. So at least that portion of the pasuk is similar to Rashi. The only difference over here, according to Rashi and the Targum and the Mesudos, is the Bnei Imi. The Bnei Imi, they refers to the Nevi'e Sheker. And Shesh Zofasni Hashemesh, Ratargum seems to be saying that the Shemesh here is being used very specifically. The sun has gazed down. The rays of the sun are nicker on my face because I worship the sun. I worship the sun, I worship also the moon. Okay, so we have over here Sachako, we have three Mahalchim in this pasuk, which is pretty much, they're all very similar. Now there are a number of Midrashim. First Midrash I want to point out is Al Tiruni Shanish Charchores. The word Tiruni means fear. We all know that there's a very strong relationship between the word Yira and Yeroya. Shalosh Pam Bashana Yeroya Kol Zuchurcha Espinei Hashem Elokecha. To appear. Three times a year a person shall appear. The purpose of appearing before Hashem is to come, leman tilmad liyira, it's to fear. So these two things go hand in hand, the word yira and the word yira share the same shoresh, to see. So here in this context it means, the Klal Yishol is the speaker, this is the Medrash, so the Medrash says this, Klal Yishol is speaking, and Klal Yishol says, don't instill fear upon me. Don't terrorize me. How dare you, the Umos Olam, al tiruni? Don't make me scared of you by forcing me to do things that I don't want to do. Because shani shechar chores, we're going to loosely translate the word shechar chores is shechur. What does shechur mean? Freedom. I'm a free man. I have been freed from slavery at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're no longer the slaves of Egypt. Egypt represented the world power. They represented the civilized world power, and they were able to control humanity. And with the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem has selected us to be the Am HaNivchar. We are removed from subjugation from the Umos HaOlam, and no nation in the world, which is all every world power that exists in this world today, is all an enekel of Mitzrayim. And this theme is very popular in Sefer Yeshaya. Yeshaya always goes through all the various, there's a Mitzrayim in every generation. Every generation, the superpower of the generation in Yeshaya is called Mitzrayim. Can be interpreted in every nivu on many, many levels, many dimensions. And every tekufa, the world power, is Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael has always been freed from this superpower. So here we are, the Umos Olam are forcing us to assimilate, to join them in their culture and in their beliefs and their ideology. Klal Yisrael says, don't bother us, don't intimidate us. Al tiruni, don't impose your fear upon us to force us to do what we do not want to do. Because shani shichar chores shichur, I have been freed from your bondage from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, now we have a few more ideas. Now, by the way, a lot of these ideas in the Medrash, we have to understand they're very selective in the pasuk. It makes a lot, it's very nice, like a half of the pasuk. It doesn't really fit into the second half of the pasuk. How does that theme, Al Tiruni Shani Shacharis, that's very nice. But what does it have to do with the end of the pasuk? Shesh Zofasti Hashamesh B'nei Yiminicha, it has nothing to do. So these are like no sound bites. A few, two or three words, which the Medrash builds an entire theme, which is not such a difficulty, because the truth is, many of these psukim in the higher Sefer Shir Hashirim, they also don't flow from one into the other. Each pasuk is an entirely different world. And that's a general problem we have interpreting all over Ksuvim and Nach. The Vim Achronim, Yeshaya, and in Mishle, you have this problem. Mishle, I mean, one pasuk and the next pasuk, what we learned, doesn't seem to have any connection. And even in Eoiv, many psukim that we learned together don't seem really to flow very well. Okay, now we go to another short idea. This pasuk is also interpreted as Musar, to never criticize Klal Yisrael. And who is this pasuk addressing? It's addressing anyone that comes along to criticize Klal Yisrael, and they're telling them, watch out. Even Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshaya, who were the greatest of our leaders and loved us more than anyone else, when they complained about Klal Yisrael, they were punished. And the Medrash gives examples, I'll read you the words of the Medrash. This is the Medrash Shir HaShirim Rabba. This is the basics. Kach Omra Knesses Yisrael LaNadiyim. To the Nadim, Al Tiruni Shebish Bish Char Char Rusi. Don't look at me with contempt. We're talking over here to the Nadim. In this interpretation, the one that the pasuk is being addressed to is very different than everything we've learned until now. Until now, we've been addressing the Umos HaOlam, according to the Mitzudos, according to Rashi, according to the Targum, and according to the Drusha we've given one moment before. The one who Klal Yisrael is addressing are the Umos HaOlam. In this Medrash, Shir HaShirim, the one that we're addressing is the Nevi'ei Emes, the true prophets. And the pasuk here is giving a warning, don't get carried away in your Musar. The Musar must be diluted with love. Because if you give too much Musar and you say things which are too harsh, you're going to get into trouble. Al Tiruni Shani Shechares, Kach Amr Knesses Yisrael Lanevi'im, to the good prophets. Al Tiruni Bish Char Charusi, don't look at my filth. The Al, why? So it goes on, the Al Yidesh, I'll read you the brackets, it's not really what it says in the Medrash. Shani Shechora Ba'avoinois, Shekein Motzanu Eitzel Moshe, She'ein Lecha Mishon Ye'oyev Es Yisrael V'noisei Ba'ob Tirchasam U'mispalel Aleim Yoisei Menu. There was no one that cared more about Klal Yisrael in this that he davened for them. Okay, that's not what it says in the Medrash. He adds that point over here. I don't know where he's getting that from. That's a very interesting idea. If you really care about a person, you know what the real litmus test is? The real litmus test, if you really care about a person, if you daven for them. I remember I once went to I heard a speaker. I remember it was Rabbi Dishon. You know Rabbi Dishon? He's one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Stalin. He's a very popular speaker. And he said that a collector once came to him. And someone from Eretz Yisrael, you know, one of these collectors, they make their rounds. And he said to him, he wanted a donation. I don't remember the details. And then at the end, he said to him, "You don't really care about me. You don't. I come to you. Everything you hear is just make believe." So he said, "Why do you say that? I do. I always give you. I always come through for you. I always get you what you need." So he says, "Yeah, really? When was the last time you davened for me? When was the last time you were mispala? You know I have big problems. I have big, great needs. Were you ever mispalal for me?" So Rabbi Dishon said, "He got me." He says, "He's right. Was I mispalal for him?" And he says, this is really the true litmus test if you care about a person. If you really care about a person, then you daven for them. If you don't daven, otherwise, yeah, you know, you help out a person, he comes around. I have Nosson Zvi Finkel, the Alter from Slabodka. So Besof Yomov, he had a hard time walking. He had terrible pain in his feet. And he told one of his Talmidim, You want to know why I suffer now, Besof Yomov, why I have pain in my feet? It's because I would strain myself my entire life davening for my Talmidim. And that extra strain of standing in tefillah when I was not healthy for me to do so, I overdid it, is what's causing me now, Besof Yomov, to have problems with my feet. And I'm telling this to you to teach you a lesson, that if you have a Talmid, if you really care about your Talmidim, you have to daven for them. So here he
makes that point in Reis Hanan al Hashem. After Moshe Rabbeinu gives Tokhocha to call Yisrael, Tarshish Devarim, he's yelling at them, and I prayed for you, that's not Paul of the Hashem, for Yisrael Noah, again and again, every time he did it, Avera, Reis Hanan, he says, Did any of you ever daven for me?
Oh.
Because I wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael.
You really care.
Sometimes the Rebbe needs a Yeshua too. And if nobody, none of you ever davened on my behalf, and that's what I need.
Yeah, that's a very powerful. It really says it all. If you daven for someone, you care about the person. You don't. If you're nice, you're polite, and you go out of your way, and you raise money, and you do chesed, but to daven, this is a very powerful thing.
I saved your life, and what did I get back for it?
I know Rabbi Belsky. Someone told me. Someone I'm very close with. He told me that Rabbi Belsky, he was just nifter, Rabbi Belsky, and he said to him, he wasn't that close with Rabbi Belsky, but he had a very big problem, and he told me that once Rabbi Belsky, he was mad, and he said to him, I daven for you. I really, your problem really means a lot to me. And he said that it made such a roshim on me that he said, like, why was I worthy that I should even come up in his mind that he should daven for me? And that to me, that's what this person said, that to me, it meant the world of a difference. He couldn't help me, this, that, but like, no, that says quite a bit. In Chil Michel Stern, He put out a new sefer right now, like a few 2 weeks ago, another sefer he came out with, about yeshivas, the history of yeshivas in Klal Yisrael. A whole book tracing every single yeshiva that ever existed, back to its roots. An incredible sefer. So his father was the Mashkir, was a very holy person. His father was Nifter very young. I think he was 52 years old when he was Nifter. If I'm not mistaken, he was the Mashkir of Kamenetz, in Eretz Yisrael. And he used to fast. He had troubled students, Talmidim, and he would, not only would he daven for them, he would fast a whole day that Hashem should listen to his tefillahs in order that these Talmidim, they should be okay, they should not end up doing things that they'll regret. They should go on the proper derech. I mean, that says it all. I mean, what kind of mashkiach is that? You know, a mashkiach today in this day and age, a mashkiach of a yeshiva that cares about the talmidim ad kdei kach, that not only does he daven, he's mekabel upon himself to fast for a talmidim. It's like, it's unbelievable. It's just off the charts, such a thing. And he throws in over here, this is not even what it says in the Midrash, over here, he throws over here the Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no one greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. What is so great about Moshe Rabbeinu? Where do we find the Moshe was an Oyev Yisrael? Because he davened for them. Moshe Rabbeinu, the proof that Moshe cared for Klal Yisrael is he davened for them. And what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? when he said to them, Shimu no hamoirim, listen to me, you rebels, you evil people, you rebellious people. Because of that, that is what caused him to pick up the stick. He lost the shmira. Hashem protects you from doing averos. But when a person does an avera, the shmira is no longer there. And he was nichshol in hitting the rock, which led to him not being able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Who else do we find? Who is Moshe? As they say them. Who is Moshe's Gilgal? I mean, we learned about this. Yeshaya. The second in Nevuah to Moshe was Yeshaya. That's well established. We learned Yeshaya. We discussed that. Yeshaya was the same exact thing. Yeshaya was he had vayof alai echom and aschaf viyavayritzpa, and one of the malachim when he saw the Maisa Merkava and Hashem recruited Yeshaya to serve as a Navi. So Yeshaya, Hashem's way, before you're ready to go out and serve, I have to clean your mouth out. So today, a child says Nivul Peh, so what do the parents do? They don't do this anymore today. In my day, they used to do that. They still do that today? So you go to jail, right? You go to that, so you go to jail. You're child poisoning,
well,
child abuse. In my day, they did this. I remember our Rebbeim doing this. Take you to the bathroom, you put soap in your mouth. Really, the real deal. You have to wash out your mouth and spit out the soap. Spit out. So you tell the child, we're going to clean out your mouth. Libun. Soap is not going to do you. In the kash of the oven, you have to use coals. You have to use Libun. Libun. So that's exactly what it says. It's self-cleaning oven. So that's exactly what it says in the pasuk. Hashem put in the mouth. Yeshaya, you want to be a Navi? Very good. We have to clean out your mouth before you speak holy words. And Hashem, the Malach, put into his mouth burning hot coals to clean out his mouth. Why did he have to suffer such yisurim, whatever this means? It's because he said, ki b'soich am t'nei sifasayim anochi yoshev. I live among people who are impure. Since Yeshaya criticized Klal Yisrael more than what was required of him, he was punished. Midah k'neged midah, he had to suffer Yisurim. The Gemara in Yalkut Shemayin, he quotes here in the Medrash over here, an amazing story with Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish, who was once a bandit, was once a ganof, he was traveling with Rabbi Abba. Who was Rabbi Abba? Rabbi Abba, let me make sure I have the right name over here. He was traveling with Omar Le Rabbi Avohu. No, Rabbi Avohu. We were traveling together, and they came. They were traveling, and when they came, they had to stop over in a hotel at night. So Rabbi Avohu complained, "Oy, Nebuch, we have to stop off in this city. It's a city full of what was the exact words? Rabbi Avohu, Reish Lakish, Havo." They were going into one of the neighborhoods of Kesar. What has become upon us? We have to go into a city of Mechorifim and Megadfim. People curse people. People who are curse, two different expressions. He basically said these are good for nothings. We have to come into this city. So Reish Lakish got off his donkey. Yorad Reish Lakish min hachamoroi, v'osaf choil, and he picked up sand from the earth and he stuffed it into the mouth of Rabbi Avohu. He forced him to eat the dust, the sand. And Avohu said, "What are you doing? Sugar, what are you doing?" So Reish Lakish said to him, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu roitze b'mi sha'omer de la toria ali." So Hashem does not tolerate people that say lashon hara on His people. How dare you say not nice things about the Jewish people, no matter how bad you think they are? So according to this medrash, just to take it a soundbite, al teruni shanish shechar chores. These words are being addressed to the Nevi'ei Emes, and the speaker is Klal Yisrael, and a warning: don't, just because we're filthy, dirty, we're black, don't look down upon us with contempt. Be very careful in how you give us Musa. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Okay, that's all I got here for the moment. There's a lot more, but unfortunately I didn't get too far in all of my Sfarim. Shir Hashim Rabbi Yisai is rough. This is not Megillas Esther. This is not Megillas Esther. We'll see how we can we'll be able to accomplish here. Okay, let's go now to Pasuk Zayin. Hagidali, okay, Pasuk Zayin. Hagidali she ohava nafshi. Tell me, please. Please tell me. The one whom my neshama loves, she'ova nafshi. Now, that's the question. She'ova nafshi, is it referring to Klal Yisrael? Who's the speaker? Well, the first question we always have to ask every single time we read the Pasuk and Shir Shirim is, who is the speaker, who is the listener, and who is the subject? Who are we referring to? So if you look hard enough in all of the Svarim, you'll find every possibility you can imagine. So you have to limit the Pasuk to one speaker. So simply over here means the speaker is Klal Yisrael, and we are speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the one, She'ohava Nafshi, the collective soul. Nafshi here is written in B'loshon Yochid, so it means here that the collective Klal Yisrael is one big soul, Shivin Nefesh. Klal Yisrael is described as 70 souls who came to Mitzrayim. The collective soul of Klal Yisrael is speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that Klal Yisrael loves. Please, Hashem, tell me, Eichad Sireh, where should I pasture? Which simply means, how should I go about living my life? Eich, we're going to see all the Mepharshim, just a very general translation. Eichad Tarbitz Bat Soharayim. Eicha means where should I lie down in the afternoon? When the afternoon comes, I get tired. Where should I tarbitz? Tarbitz means to lie down. Shalom eheyeh.
But it's the wrong tense.
Eicha ereh. Eicha ereh. Okay, inachanam. So maybe that will force us to have a different interpretation. Okay, inachanam. We're going to go through the words in detail in a moment. So just get a very general gist, general understanding. Where should I pasture? Where should I lie down? Shalom ehi. Why should I be ki'otia? And the word ki'otia is a very hard word to translate. The Mitzvah Sion says hafracha ushetifa. It means why should I be a wanderer? Basically, why should I just be a person who wanders from place to place with no land? It sounds like we're describing Klal Yisrael and Galus. To go from country to country, from land to land, from nation to nation, after one expulsion to another expulsion. Why should I just be a wanderer al amongst the edrei, the flock, chavirecha, of your associates? Which means simply the umo sa'olam. You gotta give us a place of our own. You have to give us a homeland. You have to give us some security. Why should we, in the times of Golus, that's what's one of the interpretations, just be a nation that wanders from place to place? We have nowhere to pasture, to make parnasa. We have nowhere to have menucha. We need Eretz Yisrael again. We need to be restored to our homeland. We just cannot wander among the edrei chavirecha, the flock of your companions, meaning the nations of the world who are considered in this pasuk your friends, because they are living in a state of peace. All right, let's go through this very slowly with all the various interpretations. Let's see the pasuk Zayin in the Mitzudos David. Hagiduli ki ilu tishlach amorecha el hachoshuk. Klal Yisrael is speaking. The speaker is speaking about the object of her desire. Choshuk means the object of desire. And she, the speaker says to the object of desire, Ata hachoshuk, you, the object of my desire, shenafshi oyahevesosach, my soul loves you. Hagiduli, please tell me, ona tira esatzon, where should I pasture the sheep? Va'ona tarbit same, where should I bring them to lie down? Be'es hatsoharayim. Now what does it mean that soharayim in the afternoon? So
it's the opposite.
On a tira,
where should you?
On a tira, where will you pasture?
Right. Where should you pasture the tzon? In other words, they're comparing themselves to the tzon.
Okay.
They're saying, where should you pasture?
Okay, so basically, it's going to us, a second in form. Where will you pasture the tzon? Where will you lie them down? Now he explains to you the significance of the afternoon. In the afternoon is the time when you put the they get their nap. The sheep get a nap during the afternoon. It's as if Klal Yisrael is saying, tell me your makom, your location. V'avoy ani elecha liros imcha v'tzon. Tell me where you are located, I will come and I will greet you there. Tell me a place to meet you. Shalama, lama means why. Asher, the word the shin is short for a word. Asher lama. Why ehye kimishutes? I'm not sure I'm saying that word. Kimishutes onavon. It means to wander. The word there, the word, translation of the word, why should I wander? Onavona. Al adre haroyim chavirech, amongst the shepherds who are your friends. The chafesh, to seek a place, location, ad asher emtsech. Why should we wander place to place until we find where you are located? Now, what is the deeper meaning of this pasuk? So here is the Mitzudos, is his take on the pasuk. V'hanimshal. Who she'amar kineses Yisrael pesach libi lodas amitoy secha? We beg you to open our heart. Pesach libi b'soira secha, like we say in davening, open up our heart in your Torah to know your truth. V'yich loy secha, and your abilities. Open up our heart to appreciate who you, your truth and your power. V'yich loy secha leman eheye nimsheches acharecha, so I should follow after you. Udevukabach, and cleave to you. Lama eheye shaitetes, why should I wander? Why should I be in a state of confusion? Kidas choikeres unevucha, with a mind that's always questioning. Is it true? Is Hashem amongst us? Is He not here? Is He not there? Unevucha, and in a state of darkness. Why should we live in a life where we have doubts, we have sfeikis, and we don't have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We need you, Hashem, to take the first step and to inspire us. We beg Hashem, Psach libi b'sarosach. That is the approach. It's a novel approach. No one says this. This whole idea is that this entire pasuk is, we're wandering through life, we are confused, we don't have clarity in acknowledging the Hashkacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're begging you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show us that you're present. Hareinu ois letovah. He really said this idea back to Pesukim before. Should give us a sign, otherwise we're just going to be wanderers throughout the world amongst everyone else. Okay, so that's his interpretation. That's a very, very novel interpretation. Who's the speaker? The speaker is Klal Yisrael. Who are they addressing? They're addressing the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the one, Shoava Nafshi. We're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show us your place. Show us your mokim. Show us where you want to pasture us. Show us where to lie down. You want us to lie down. Give us a mokim. A mokim in order to find you, Hashem. Otherwise, we're going to live a life of confusion, of sekis, of doubts, and we're not going to accomplish anything. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasik Zayin. Hagidli Shon Afshi. Achshav Ruach HaKodesh Choyze Umedame Oysam Litzoyin HaChaviva Al Haroye. Now, the Ruach HaKodesh is comparing them to sheep that is precious to the shepherd. So here, in this pasuk, first thing we have to know over here is that Shlomo HaMelech is speaking, and Shlomo HaMelech through his Ruach HaKodesh is comparing Klal Yisrael to sheep, which is very, very, very common in the Nach. Oimeres Kineses Yisrael Lefonov Ki'isho Lebala. Rashi follows the same theme. The speaker is Klal Yisrael, and he's addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagiduli She'ava Nafshi. Hashem, the one who I love. When Isha is speaking to her husband, he's speaking to her husband, the one that I love. Eicha Tiret Soincha Bein Hazaevim Halalu. How should you pasture your sheep amongst these wolves? Asher heim b'soicham, the eicha tirbitzem b'tzoharayim, ba'golos hazeh, she eis tzoro lohem kitzoharayim, she eis tzoro letzor. Whole new approach. So the metaphor of tireh, automatically Rashi adds in, it's dangerous, because there are wolves, there are predators out there in the forest that are lurking, that are waiting to attack. Mitzudas didn't say this. Mitzudas just says, we're wandering aimlessly. Give us some direction in life. Show us your makom so we can come close to you. Rashi is much more powerful. Rashi says we're sheep and sheep are vulnerable. There are wolves. We need a safe location. Give us some intelligence. Give us some intelligence. Reconnaissance. There should be some intelligence to reveal where it's safe to go to avoid the wolves. That's our, what?
Direction.
To avoid danger. To avoid the danger of the wolves. Then, when it says over here that Saharayim, Rashi adds an amazing idea. The Tzrayim refers to the darkness. The Tzrayim means the afternoon. It was when it gets dark. The dangers of Golas. The Golas. Show us, give us some guidance what to do during, just like the Tzrayim is an ace, Tzorah, Latzon. It's a dangerous time for the sheep because when it gets dark they can't see, and that's when the predators come out. Shalom ayyeke oit yovim toimar my ich beslach. You'll say to me, what do you care? Why is it necessary? It is necessary. It's not for your honor. So here Rashi differs from the parish of the Mitzudos and translates as a mourner. Why a mourner? Because a mourner has to, halacha requires him to cover his face. Otia means to be draped. Your head is draped in a garment of mourning. And Otia has a connotation, why should I suffer in Golas and be in a state of mourning? We, Klal Yisrael, we represent your name. And if we are living in a state of mourning in Golas, it is not an honor for you, our shepherd. Who puts the garment, the shmata, to his lip, bochia, to cry al soni on over the loss of the sheep. Why should we be in a state of mourning? Al edrei chavirecha. What is mean edrei chavirecha? Eitzel edrei shor haroyim shem roim tzoyin kimoyscha kolaymar. Ben gidudei hu'umos, the nations of the world, hasmuchim al Elohim achirim, who rely upon gods, v'yesh lehem melochim v'sarim manhigim o'sam, which have kings and leaders that guide them. So erei chavirecha means the umos, the code for the umos ha'olam. Why should we be different than the umos olam? They have leaders, and they have gods. So and they survive. So achas kam v'kam, as the Hashem is emes. Certainly, we should not be abandoned among these dangerous creatures that are lurking out there. And it's not for your kavod. Shalom eye. Why should I be keotia? Should be like a mourner among the nations of the world who are in a state of simcha and have no problem. All right, now let's see the Targum. We'll finish also just quickly through the Targum. The Targum over here really begins a series. This pasuk really leads into the next pasuk, which we'll read very quickly, and we'll pick up with it more tomorrow. Pasuk Zayin. Pekad Matya Zimnei Demoshe Neviyah. So right away the Targum says, Moshe says, it's going to differ from the Mitzudos and from Rashi. To review, the Mitzudos and Rashi clearly said that the speaker is Klal Yisrael. They are the speaker. And they're speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Targum differs. The speaker is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe here is saying, I'm not going to be around forever to lead Klal Yisrael. Someone's going to have to take my place. Who is going to be the leader? Kad mita zimnei demoshe nevi'a lemiftam in olma, when Moshe was about to die. The time when this was said was Moshe's petira. Omar kodem Hashem, before Hashem, delay kodemach, it is revealed before you, the Amo Hadein, that this nation of yours, as Sidin Lenechav, they're going to sin. Ula halacha bigolusa ke'an chavi kodamai, and they're going to go into Golus. They're going to go into Golus. Fine. Ke'an, now, chavi kodamai, Moshe demands, at this moment, I demand, tell me, speak to me, how will they survive among the nations? The kashen gezeros hon ki chumsa uchasharava, whose gezeros of the nations of the world are harsh, like the heat and like the heat, what's going to chumsa? I don't know what chumsa. Over here, I have a translation. It doesn't even translate it. Heat chumsa is heat. That's a heat wave. That's a real heat wave. The tiara bitkuvas tamus, when the sun shines in the summertime. So here we're saying over here is that the gezeros of the umos olam directed against Klal Yisrael are harsh, like the intense heat in the summer heat. V'lama dein yehon l'mitultulon, and why should the Jewish people, should they wander deine edra, among the flocks? Now who are the flocks? So the Targum of here makes it very careful, very clear who they are. Bino de Esav de Yishmael, the children, the descendants of Esav Yishmael, din shatfin loch tahavoson l'chavraya, which have joined you, Hashem, in partnership in worshipping idols. So meaning that keneged you, Hashem, who's the MS, the goyim, they worship idols. So it's like zelu mazeh. They are occupied with sheker, whereas we are occupied with MS. But we're calling over here figuratively is that these are called the chavrei. The reason why they call chavrei ederecha is because they worship idols, and their gezeros are harsh upon Klal Yisrael, like the intense heat. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu over here is going to ask what's going to be with Klal Yisrael. And this really goes into the next possible review. According to the Targum is disagreeing with Rashi and the Mitzudos. The speaker is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the sheep over here is Klal Yisrael, and is referring to the Tkufa after there's going to be the Mikdash. There's going to be Chait, there's going to be Golos, they're going to go among the Chadra Chavri Adarecha, they're going to be Gezer Gezeros Rolos upon Klal Yisrael. It's going to be like that Saharayim. They're going to be out there in the forest and they're going to be in trouble. Who is going to take care of them at this point in time? This is Moshe's question, and this question really goes on, and the answer to his question will be responded in the next Pasuk and Pasuk Ches. But there are still here a few Midrashim which we have to discuss, and we'll take care of Midrashim tomorrow.